Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury brand consultant, and serious travel planner. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, which you can find on thehappyworkaholic.com. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, kellyannegorman.com, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey everyone, happy Friday. I am just warning you right now that I am sitting under my podcasting tree outside on a bike path near my house. So you're going to be hearing some dogs and some airplanes that are going by right now. And it just feels so good to be outside. I just threw on my headphones and came right out tonight after being on my computer all day to one, get some fresh air, two, get some exercise in, and three, talk about some super exciting stuff that's going on. So as I launched the Happy Workaholic Network, which is a business coaching, podcasting, and consulting network, which I put together, I really just wanted one hub, like everything to be under one umbrella, which is everything that I'm working on, including the private Facebook group. Once you become a client, you get to network with other clients of mine and maybe in the future get to work together, just throw ideas off each other, just a safe place to communicate online and basically network with each other, which is how I got to where I am today and how I am continuing to build my business. And one of the ways that I've always been able to do this is through LinkedIn. Now, a lot of friends of mine and business associates and other people, whether it's in the luxury travel industry or restaurant industry, just any industry in general, a lot of small business owners as well, they get scared when I mention LinkedIn. And it is part of my business coaching program. You get 30 digital downloads, documents I've put together that have taken me months to create, which, excuse me, of course, now I have the hiccups because I'm talking on the podcast again every Friday. There are 30 downloads that you have access to that I've personally created, whether it's for business and branding, leveraging your LinkedIn, and also service, selling, and social media. So there's 10 documents for each category that I just mentioned, and you get them with the business coaching program. So it doesn't matter which level you purchase, you have immediate access to those files so that you can always go back after our coaching is through and reference them, which is a great tool. And again, it, like I said, it's taken me months. So there's a lot of really good information in there. And I'm not just saying that because I've created them, but because it's feedback that I've received from previous clients and people that I'm working with now. So when I do get feedback, I always make changes right away, and I just want it to be like the best possible information that I can give to you. And plus, everything is changing online, so you always want to keep things up to date. So going back to LinkedIn, that has been one of my number one tools I use for networking and for publishing my posts. And now that they've rolled out the video, I'm super excited about. I just did a video the other day just as a test to see what kind of traction I'm getting from it, and I received quite a bit. So I'm definitely going to be focusing more on video on LinkedIn rather than publishing more of my posts. So that's something that you're going to want to look out for. But what I wanted to talk to you today about was leveraging your LinkedIn. So I decided that because a lot of people are nervous when it comes to LinkedIn, they're not really sure how to use the tool. If it's just like a business type of Facebook, you definitely want to keep a few things in mind. But after going back and forth with quite a number of clients, I've decided that I wanted to put together just a specific profile coaching program. So you can just update your profile or get coaching on your profile. It's not the whole in-depth business coaching that I already offer. This is just specifically for your LinkedIn profile. So if you don't know where to begin, if you just want some simple tips and tricks, that is where I come in. So today I actually did like a little pre-launch of leverageyourlinkedin.com, and that will bring you to the page where you will see all the options. I haven't filled them all in yet because I'm actually going to be launching that on Monday. So I wanted to put something out there this weekend just so that I could offer this like amazing service. I never ever do pricing this low for LinkedIn. So if you are in need of a brand new LinkedIn or an updated page, I'm only charging $100 until Monday night. If you need to add your business company, your company page to that as well, it's only $150. So that is hundreds of dollars worth of savings. So if that's something that you're scared of and you don't really want a tutorial, you just want a page up and live. A lot of people don't use LinkedIn, but they really should have an updated page. That's where I come in. Like I said, so you give me all the information that I need. We get on a call. You give me everything I need. Give me your password. I go on. I do my thing. You look at it and we work together and make sure it's like the best possible representation of you and your brand. And if you're not working and you just need some information up there, you know, it kind of does look like a resume, but you always want to use your personality. You don't want it super formal. In the beginning, which I've mentioned this before on another business podcast, is that I used LinkedIn and it was super professional and my picture and everything, but people would think like they wouldn't really get the gist of like my personality and how I sell and everything that's, you know, what I'm doing for business. And they would think I was such a formal person, which I am in some points, but they would get on the phone with me and think I was a completely different person. So there's a lot of points that you definitely want to hit and make sure that you're branded on LinkedIn properly, just as you are on your website and all your other social media outlets. And there's a lot of other ways that you can use it for sales and marketing and all of that, but I go into depth in that aspect in the coaching program. So leverageyourlinkedin.com is all about profile coaching and updating your profile. It's just specifically all about the profile because there's a need for it. So many people have reached out to me and just need some like 5 tips, 10 tips, and I have them. So I just decided what the heck I'm going to do it this weekend. So, and honestly, I was on a video call with one of my besties that worked with me on cruise ships, and she's an amazing makeup artist, and she also is an author. She has a novel. She's writing another book, and we're talking about LinkedIn because I'm doing, I'm updating hers, and that was like, as soon as we hung up the call, I just thought to myself, okay, how many hours do I need today to make this happen? I don't want to wait for another day, like just make it happen. So I did, and leverageyourlinkedin.com is available. All the information will be there on Monday night, and the pre-launch pricing is happening, like I said, all this weekend until Monday night. So if you need a brand new profile or an updated profile, I am your girl, and I will give you all the inside scoop on what you need to know. And if you don't want to know and you really just want a page that's live and perfect, I can also do that for you because I've done them a million times, trust me. So just a few tips I wanted to give to you before I go back to my workout. Like I said, I'm under my podcasting tree. I swear, this is my spot like every Friday. I was supposed to be at happy hour right now, but I just like got bombarded by work. So I'm relaxing under my little tree in the shade. So a couple tips I just want to give you. Well, there's 10, but go get a pen and a piece of paper, and you're going to want to write these down, or go ahead and rewind this a little bit, and you can go back and write these down. Excuse me. So tip one is perfecting your profile. You definitely want to make sure everything is there. Less is more in this case. So if you don't have some of your information complete, then just leave that out. Don't add it like half-ass. Just do what you can and make sure that it's short and sweet in that case. So you just want to make sure it's perfect. So when people are clicking on and they're going through, it's better to have something short and sweet rather than half of your bio and you just decided to stop sitting there, because then that just doesn't look good, period. Tip two is personality is key. And like I just said, using myself as an example, is that years ago when I first joined LinkedIn, I was super professional and it was my formal and professional and my photo. And granted, you should have a professional photo. You don't want any selfies, but you definitely want to add your personality. My about and my bio section was so formal, like a resume, and that just didn't show any of my personality whatsoever. So like I said, when I got on the phone with somebody that we've met through LinkedIn, they're like, oh my God, like I wasn't expecting this person. So you definitely want to shine your personality through, like on that LinkedIn bio of yours. So that's tip two. Three is all about referrals and connections. When you go to, like on Facebook, friend request somebody, when you're going to request to become a connection with somebody on LinkedIn, you want to introduce yourself in the message. Now they've actually given you more room. So when people write you a message, you can actually see it on your phone, where before you wouldn't see that. So somebody would take the time and introduce themselves instead of spamming you and just adding a million people. You can actually see that they're taking the time and introducing themselves and like mentioning why they really want to connect with you. And that's huge, because you don't want, I have a couple people on my LinkedIn, and in their title, it clearly states I have like X amount of connections. That says nothing to me, because that isn't going to make me money. That is not going to help my little database that I have going on in my LinkedIn. My connections that I have on my page are there for a reason, and they're there because I've either worked with them in the past, or they're a friend of a friend, or they're, it's very strategic how I have everything going on my LinkedIn. So just to put out that you have like over 20,000 connections on LinkedIn, like that just, it doesn't mean anything. So don't be one of those people, because it's very spammy. And then like a couple weeks down the road, after these people have connected with you, they start spamming your email and your message inbox, and you just need to delete them, because there's no room for that. It's just a waste of time, and they're not serious. They're just spamming, and that's just not cool in the LinkedIn world or any world in that social media land. My fourth tip is about meeting up or having meetings. So depending on why you're using LinkedIn, if you're using it to really grow your business, there's a couple steps that you want to do. This is how I personally do it, and it's worked really well for me in the past, is that we immediately become a connection. We get on a phone call, we get on a Skype video chat, Zoom video meeting, WebEx, anything like that. And then we either meet up for coffee or meet up for a drink. And if they're not somewhere where you're located, then you can obviously continue the video calls. But and depending on where your business is and what type of business you are and where you want your business to come from, if you're working with a lot of people overseas, which I have before in the past, then your only option is, you know, like a Skype call or a Zoom video call. So you definitely want to, you definitely want to kind of stay on the right path, and as far as like meeting up with them and how to go about it. Like I said, first send a professional message, like why you want to connect, and then get on a call. And you know, you want to keep it professional and personal, and that's really important in this day and age. Is everything is so personal. Like my brand is so personal, and even if you're working for corporate America, it's a personal connection that you're going to have with somebody that's going to help you seal the deal. If you're in sales and marketing and you're trying to pitch brands, they're going to sign with you because they have a personal relationship with you. And that's what LinkedIn is really all about. And it's not all about, I have 20,000 connections and going to spam your inbox. Like, that's not going to make you money. Yes, that will make you money, but it's not the type of money that I want to be making. I want to have as many personal connections and relationships possible. And by doing it this way through LinkedIn is like a huge score for anybody's business. My fifth tip is P's and Q's. Like, please and thank yous go so far. You need to have manners online just like you do in person. It's so annoying when people just don't do that, and it just shows respect. And even though you're online, you want to pretend, you want to have in the back of your mind, like, you're still meeting this person eventually in person or through a video call, like I said, but it's just manners. So if you're going to hold a door open for somebody going into the supermarket, and you want to show that kind of respect online as well. So please and thank yous and just manners go such a long way, and it's just really appreciated. And tip six is my small business tutorial. So this is actually like a whole nother podcast, because so many small business owners don't understand why they need LinkedIn. And it is so beneficial to build their business, build their brand. For example, if they're a small business and they're looking for investors because they want to become franchises, that is huge, because there's thousands of investors just looking for businesses like that. And I know from previous clients, this is how they've gotten deals done. Even if you are not on social media, you live in a really small town, and you want to connect with other business owners and find other professional groups, like LinkedIn groups, to, you know, throw ideas off of, or maybe do events together. If you own a coffee shop and a donut shop and clothing apparel and a calligraphy stand or something like that, like, there are ways to put all these businesses together. This is just speaking from my experience and producing events. You're pulling different brands and businesses and putting them together. Just think of like a farmer's market. You have all these businesses that are coming together. And nowadays, when you go to farmers markets, they have flowers there, they have food there, they have food trucks there, they have apparel. I mean, anything and everything is now can now be found there. And a lot of them, I should say, have social media, most of them. But if they don't, LinkedIn is a really great place to platform yourself and your business so that you can be a part of something like this. And it really will be beneficial to your business. Like I said, it's a whole nother podcast about why small businesses and their owners should be on LinkedIn, but we'll talk about that maybe like in another month or so. Tip number seven is all about being an industry expert. Experts come, you can be an expert in a different field because you know more than the next. So you should always consider yourself an industry expert because of the knowledge and your experience and what, oh my gosh, these kids are disrupting my podcast. They're like playing hopscotch. It's kind of cute though. Anyway, the industry expert, my tip number seven, everybody can be an expert in their own field, and you've worked your butt off. You have aligned yourself with the right people, the right brands, the right endorsement deals. I mean, anything under the sun. Absolutely, you can call yourself an expert. That's what I believe, because you deserve it. And there's no one out there that can say you're not an expert, because everybody's knowledge is so vast and so different that if you come together, you can both, you know, feed off each other and still both be experts, and in different fields or in the same, like, it doesn't matter. Like, there's so much knowledge out there and information out there that you can take advantage of and absolutely call yourself an expert. Tip eight is the publishing platform, which I'm also going to be getting into for another podcast, but that is actually the blogging platform on LinkedIn. So it's a great way to, if you want to get a message out, use the publishing platform, and those blogs will actually end up in Google a lot higher than your actual WordPress blog. And I know that just from doing my own. Tip 9 is automation. And, you know, we only have so many hours in the day. And there are quite a few things that I do do that are automated. And I've spoken about this before. Actually, I think I did a whole podcast on it. It's my favorite app, and it's IFTTT. And it's called If This Then That. And I'm just going to give you two examples of some things that I have automated just to LinkedIn. And one of them is about this podcast. And I just have the download link. And I want people to be aware of my podcast at all times of the day so that they can download and listen, because I'm working my butt off. And I also want this this podcast is like my baby now, and I've been wanting to do it forever. And I want as many people as I can get a hold of to hear my shows, because I'm, you know, doing a lot of work for it. And I have a lot of people coming on as guests soon, and I really want to help promote their business and their brands. And so the more listeners, the better. So that's one of the things I've automated, as well as my VIP newsletter subscription list. If you want to subscribe to my email blasts that go out every Wednesday, and those are very specific. I put exclusive news in the newsletters first. I put a lot of other information I don't share on social media in those newsletters. So if you want to subscribe, you just go to KellyanneGorman.com. So that is actually that is actually something else I have automated through the If This Then That IFTTT app. It's free, and they're definitely not paying me to say this. I just love their app. I have everything else automated, pretty much synced like through a circle to bounce off all my other social media pages. But those are two that I always have getting posted on LinkedIn, just because, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. So those are two that I always want broadcasted. So automation is definitely key for certain things like that. My last tip is promotion and production, and that goes for video now. So now that video is available to everybody on LinkedIn, I've been waiting so long to have access to this. And I was one of the first people to have the publishing platform available to me, like months before people had access to it. And I was so excited about that. And I really thought I was going to be wanting for video this time, but I guess everything happens for a reason. And I was going through chemo, and I was in the hospital for like 9 days. And that's when I started rolling out to certain individuals, so that I definitely would not have been posting video at that time. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. I always say that, but now I have it. So, like I mentioned earlier, I posted my first video just as a test to see what kind of traction I would get. And it's pretty good. So I'm definitely going to keep promoting those and producing better quality, because that is key to promoting yourself, especially on a platform like LinkedIn. So those are just some tips and tricks for you. So like I said, if you're just listening, feel free to rewind and write those 10 tips down. But to sum everything up on this podcast, if you go to leverageyourlinkedin.com, you will find my pre-launch pricing, which is available until Monday night, and that is all about your LinkedIn profile. So you will have a brand new profile by the end of the week, and you will be good to go, and I'll give you some more tips and tricks, and that's pretty much it. So before it gets noisier, I see some other kiddos joining this hopscotch. I don't know what they're doing. On my private little bike path here, I'm going to go. But thanks again for listening, you guys, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKNVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.